AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In its latest advisory, the National Hurricane Center notes that Central Florida will experience major to record river flooding caused by Hurricane Ian's rains through next week. The center of the storm itself is off Florida's east coast, top sustained winds 75 miles an hour, yet again a hurricane. National Hurricane Center specialist Richard Pasch says storm surge along the coastal Carolinas could top 6 feet, and the rain will be heavy through tomorrow night.
The heavy rains, as high as with local maximum as high as 8 or 12 inches, actually, some parts of the of northeast South Carolina, perhaps parts of North Carolina, can cause some flash flooding, and we're warning interest there to be on the lookout for that.
Tropical storm conditions now occurring along the east coast of Florida and should spread northward along the Georgia and North Carolina coasts. Hurricane conditions are likely tomorrow. One southwestern Florida town devastated by then Category 4 Hurricane Ian is Fort Myers Beach.
I live about a mile down and everything's gone.
Mary Stupanik tells WSVN she was dumbfounded by all the damage.
It was unbelievable. We saw cars. My car floated away, so I have no car now.
President Biden says the entire country hurts, along with the people of Florida. He knows he's heard early reports of substantial loss of life. He also thanked the first responders.
When the conditions allow it, I'm going to be going to Florida to thank them personally so we don't get in the way. I'll do our best. We're going to do our best to build Florida back as quickly as possible, but we're not going to be leaving. We're going to build it back with the state and local government. However long it takes, we're going to be there.
Near Fort Myers, barrier islands with million-dollar homes were battered, along with trailer parks inland where residents lost all their belongings and their far more modest homes. This is AP News. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was interviewed by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Ed Donahue has this.
Thank you for being here.
Ginny Thomas answered some of the questions. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says she stood by the false claim the 2020 election was stolen. A source familiar with the investigation tells the AP Thomas did not provide any evidence or reasoning to back up her claim. Her attorney says Mrs. Thomas had significant concerns about fraud and irregularities, and beyond that, played no role in any events after the 2020 election results. Ginny Thomas has repeatedly maintained her political activities pose no conflict of interest with the work of her husband. Benny Thompson says they're glad she came, and it's a work in progress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Six Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration to try to stop its plan to forgive portions of student loan debt for millions of people. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.